I'd like to call our annual business meeting of the California Diabetics in Action together. This is Christy Crespin. I am president and very happily so. And today we are going to have a special session for the first hour. And as I said, we're springing forward. Remember, you're celebrating today my 70th birthday and Nellie Emerson's 23rd wedding anniversary. And the best present that we ever could get is that we get to spring our clocks forward tonight so we can live on our real-time clock, daylight savings time. At least it's mine. Anyway, I can't speak for Nellie, but come this time of year, I get my energy and do the happy dance and the squeaks and just extremely happy about daylight savings time coming back. So what I'd like to do is ask you all to please stay muted unless you are being called on, except I'm going to right now ask you all to unmute to find out who's here. So I'll give you a second to unmute everyone.
Christy, you want I can just read the list?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
So I'd like to first thank Andrea as our host, Andrea DeClotz. I would like to ask our board members to introduce themselves.
Livy Ostergaard, Vice President.
John Ross, Secretary.
Nicolette Noyes, member of the board. Vivian?
No,
I'm sorry.
Nellie.
I don't know where she is.
Please mute.
She's muted.
Nellie Emerson, treasurer. I was muted.
Okay. Okay. And our other board member is Nancy Unger. I hope she will be here. So if your first name begins with from A to G, please let us know who you are.
David Mandel, Berkeley, California.
Thank you.
Hey, David. I'm Brandon Eslick, Tulare, California.
Oh, wonderful, Brandon. Welcome.
Alan Lynn.
Yay, Alan. I knew you'd be here.
Oh, he must be iPhone. Okay.
No.
Alan, are you iPhone?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm on Zoom.
Okay. I know. Yeah, I know that.
Okay. If your name is H through J, first name, H through J.
Jamie Gibson Barrows out of Fresno.
Thank you, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
No other H through J's? Hey, did we miss Frank?
Yeah, I don't know how we missed Frank, but Frank, I know you're there.
I was thinking you were going by last name, Frank Welty.
No, I said first name.
Oh.
Gotta follow instructions.
That helps, yeah.
Gotta follow instructions. Anyone else, A through J, first name that didn't call your name? All right, K through T, first name.
Mary Lynn Matthias.
Oh,
welcome.
Hi.
And where are you from?
Chatsworth, California.
All right.
Could you repeat your name, please? You are here as iPhone, I think. Mary?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, welcome, Mary Lou, thank you.
Okay, thank you for coming, Mary Lou.
Karen Trotter is here.
Karen!
Hi, Karen.
Welcome.
Yay, Karen.
Okay. Anyone else? K through T, first name?
Hey, Karen.
Okay. T or U through Z?
So that's Vivian Younger.
Okay.
Hey, Vivian.
Thank you. We're so glad you're here, Vivian. And is there anyone who didn't say your name yet? Like, did we ever find out who iPhone is?
Yes, that's Mary Lou.
It's Mary Lou. Perhaps,
and I've that's Mary Lou. Her.
Yep.
Okay. Perhaps Andrea could please change her name.
All right. She did.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Got it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And so how many participants do we have, Andrea?
14.
Okay.
15. Somebody just joined us.
15. Oh. Wow. So let's see if this is Artis or Kevin or both.
Yes.
It's both of us are here.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you and welcome. Yay. All right. Okay. I know more people will be joining us as the afternoon goes on. Hopefully y'all will stick with us and get on board. Okay, there's Nancy Younger. Good. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Well, thank you. I'm on paratransit on the way home from my meeting.
Okay, good for you, but you're doing it.
Great.
Wonderful.
I'm doing
wonderful.
It, sweetheart. I'm making an effort. I'm making that's
you
my New Year's
are.
Resolution.
Great. Okay. So thank you, everybody. And so what we would like to do is I'm going to ask Nikki, can you pull up the agenda and read the agenda so people know what they're looking at?
Sure. Okay. The meeting call to order by Christy.
No, Preston. No, oh, not no, minutes.
Oh, no, the agenda. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you. I just sent it.
Oh, okay.
You sent it by email?
Yeah, I sent it by email.
Well, it says agenda 3/11/2023. So, okay, I'm on the wrong page.
Maybe I can screen share. Okay, hang on. Okay, meeting call to order. By Christy Crespin. Is this what you have? 1:30
yes.
p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Roll call 1:35 p.m. And then the program. And then the minutes will come later.
Right. What I'm saying is just could you read down the agenda and.
Okay. All right. Program, Nellie Emerson, co-chair, Education and Programs Committee. Minutes at 2:40 p.m. Treasurer's report, Nellie Emerson at 2:50 p.m. Committee interest and signups. Please come and sign up to serve on the committees listed below. Constitution and bylaws has Nellie Emerson chair, Alan Ramos, Nicolette Noyes, and Christy Crespin. Education and programs is Nellie Emerson co-chair, Nicolette Noyes co-chair, Vivian Younger, Olivia Ostergaard, Alan Ramos and Connie Thomas and Christy Crespin. Membership, Doreeny Dobbins, co-chair, Olivia Ostergaard, co-chair, Nicolette Noyes and Christy Crespin. Nominations, Nellie Emerson, chair, Doreeny Dobbins, Nicolette Noyes, Olivia Ostergaard. Peer support, Nellie Emerson, co-chair, Keith Kabbala, Nancy Unger, Nicolette Noyes, Connie Thomas, Christy Crespin, 3 p.m. President's message, Christy Crespin, 3:10 p.m. Board member comments, 3:15 p.m. Membership recruitment, 3:20 p.m. If you would like to join as a new member, please send $25 dues to Christy Crespin through Zelle at 909-800-7189 and or communicate with Nellie Crespin, treasurer.
Nellie Emerson?
Isn't that what I said? What did I
say? No, Crespin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nellie Emerson. I'm looking right at it. Okay. I'm so sorry. Treasurer at nellie.emerson@att.net or mail to nellie.emerson@att.net. Crispy Crispin, president may be contacted at blind.lcsw@gmail.com or mail to blind.lcsw@gmail.com. The CDA email is cda.ccb22@gmail.com. And 2022 is the date that we began. Mail to cda.ccb22@gmail.com. If you are a member of ACBDA, dues for CDA are $15. If you are not affiliated with ACBDA, dues are $25. Members' comments, 325. Next program and meeting, Saturday, May 27th, 2023, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And we will adjourn at 3:30 p.m.
Okay, we'll hold ourselves as closely accountable as we can to that. All right, so without further ado, starting 10 minutes later than we expected, I ask everyone to mute, and I hand this over to Nelly Emerson, our Education and Programs Co-Chair.
Welcome, everybody, and I'm so glad you're here today. What we are going to do is we are going to have a guided discussion on all topics pertaining to diabetes and diabetes management. And so the way that this will take place is that we have a series of questions that are open-ended, and I will read a question, and so will Vivian and Nikki. We'll take turns, and once a question is read, then please raise your hand if you want to comment or participate in discussing that question. So here we go. Starting with the first question, knowing that the world is full of food, and activities and unplanned events, how do you manage diabetes and other health concerns? Feel free to raise your hand.
We have no hands, Nellie.
Okay. So.
I hope you all will really participate. So I know this is a really tough time for me. I have had many losses during this time of year, from basically February through June, but specifically February and March. And so what I'm finding myself doing, and I kind of wasn't even, thinking about it, but I have found myself emotionally eating at lunchtime. And what happens is that I'm by myself, and I'll start grabbing, and I start out knowing that I'm supposed to do something, you know, what I want to eat, and I eat that thing, but I have this void right now. And so I've been grabbing everything, root beer float bars and popcorn and almonds and whatever, ice cream, Rice Krispie treats that I don't even care for, but they're Ed's stash and I grab them. Now, because I know this, and it really was brought home to me when I talked to my health coach on Friday, I am going to start journaling and praying at this time. And if I want something, what I will do is hold myself off by going immediately after I eat lunch and go on my treadmill and walk and read either something for pleasure or something spiritual or some whatever for 15 minutes. And then if I still want it, I'll see. Thank you.
This is Nellie. I want to add to that. The idea of doing an exercise activity really does help to improve, one's mood, but it also distracts from going further and eating more stuff. And one of the things that that I do besides the exercise is that I drink a lot of water. Anybody want to join in on this question?
If you'd like to contribute, raise your hand, please.
Okay, let's go on to the next question.
Vivian.
Okay.
Yes, what I wanted to add to this is often if we respond just on the emotional level, at which we all do that, it's important to have a go-to plan. And what that might look like is a list of what can I do, could I do, should I do, whatever you want to call it, but make it positive. And that way, if it's about, oh dear, I'm sitting right here and boy, do those M&Ms look really great. And if you're diabetic, oh dear, yes, I should not be doing that. So where's my list? Because right now, I just want to go on the pure I want. So what I would suggest is making a list, going down it, just, oh yes, I'm going to choose this right now. And this could be an activity. It could be maybe even a game with Lady A. It could be, oh yes, let me read a recipe that I'm looking forward to that I could enjoy to my heart's content. So I think planning ahead and just having that aside somewhere. Now, a sighted person, I would say, if you have a vision, put it in large print on your refrigerator. And those of us who read Braille, put them on, I'll say 3x5 cards so that we really have to read it with our fingertips. And so all of those may be a guidepost to helping us be able to stay on course. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Vivian. Vivian, would you like to read the next question?
Nellie?
Nikki. Nikki. I have my hand up.
Okay.
Yeah. Please let me do this, okay? Yes, Nikki, I see you. Thank you.
Okay. Another thing that we could do is sit very quietly in a comfortable spot and breathe in through your nose very slowly and breathe out through your mouth and do this 3 times, and it relaxes your body. It brings out the endorphins and it makes you forget about what you were thinking about. When I quit smoking, I did that and it worked beautifully. I didn't want a cigarette anymore, and it tends to get rid of cravings, whatever they are. So that's another thing that we can do if we find that we want to eat instead of finishing and then going on with whatever we're doing. Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to the next question.
Okay, this is Nikki. What glucose monitoring devices do you use? And while people are thinking about that, I can let you know that on the 14th of April, I believe it's the 14th of April, it's the second Tuesday in April, we have an ACB community chat. We're going to be talking
about. It's the 11th.
Yeah. April 11th. We're going to be having a talk about the glucose monitoring devices. So put that on your calendar and come and join us.
Okay. And Alan has his hand raised. Alan, please go ahead and unmute.
I have a glucose Prodigy glucose device.
And Alan, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, the talking glucose device. When you put the test strip in, it asks you to put blood on the strip, and then it gets you your reading. You have to stick your fingers.
Mm-hmm. And is it, easy for you to use? Are you able to?
Yes, I was taught how to use it, so it's, I can use it.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing. Anybody else have a comment on this question?
Livy, go ahead and unmute, please.
Oh, shoot. Okay, can you hear me?
Unmuted. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, you're fine.
You know what? And I do use a Prodigy as well, but I also use, I'm going to start using it tonight, I hope, is a Freestyle Libre. And for those that don't know what that is, it's a CGM that put this little round thing that's about as big as a quarter, half dollar or something. You put it on your side of your arm or on your gut, and it's got a little sensor on it, and then you get a reader and you scan it, and it gives you your number of your blood sugar level, and it's in large print, large numbers, so sometimes I can read it and sometimes I can't. It just depends on if my eye's not blurry or whatever. I don't think I can read it with my new blind shell phone, but those are two options that I have. And if anybody would like, I can go over and get my Prodigy and play it for everybody so they know what it does.
Nikki has her hand raised. Nikki, go ahead.
Well, first of all, what do people think? Would they like to hear what Livy has to play for us? Yes or no, maybe. I'd like to hear it.
Yes. Okay.
While you're looking for it, the question I had is, do any of the glucose monitoring devices talk to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to hear more about that too. When we get
okay, the Freestyle Libre, you could run it off your iPhone.
What did they say?
The Freestyle Mary Lou. The Freestyle Libre 14-day and the newest one that's coming out, the 28. But actually, it's a 14-day. You change it. They have an app, and you can program that to work off your iPhone.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I love the Freestyle Libre. You don't have to worry about getting it wet in the shower. You can go swimming, and I talked to Abbott Lab. And if you're, splashing around, it's okay. But if you really want to swim, you need to cover it. But, they only say 30 minutes.
When you want to talk, would you raise your hand, please? Everybody else is doing that. Okay, thank you. I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay,
Livy's hand is raised.
Okay, Livy.
I've got my Prodigy right here, and I'm going to get a strip and put it in, and it'll do its thing. I'm not going to take my blood sugar right now, but I'm just showing you this is what it sounds like for those that have never used one. These are probably the cheapest. It's probably the cheapest glucose monitor out there. And it's very small, and it's got its own little carrying case and stuff. Come on, where's my doodad? There we go.
Your Prodigy meter is on. Please apply blood into the test strip.
And then you prick your finger and put it on the end, and then it'll give you your level. But that's what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments on this topic?
Vivian has her hand up.
Nikki, yes? Could you please let Andrea do that?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble unmuting. Vivian has her hand raised. Go ahead, Vivian.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so my question to you is, suppose you don't want to prick your hand because you want to save your fingers for reading Braille. What options are there? Is there any options for people like that?
There is an option.
Okay, we have a couple of hands. I don't know, Christy, if you want to, I think my understanding is that the continuous glucose monitors is the would be a different, you don't have to pick it up.
Yeah, but what I'd like to do is ask people to respect raising your hand.
Yeah.
If it's difficult to raise your hand because you're on the iPhone, I think it's more. And then find the thing for raised hand.
All right, and Jamie has her hand raised. Jamie, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just had a question on the Prodigy. For those who use it, because I try to help teach clients on how to use it, and they have the darndest time putting the strip in and the device that they've never used before. Now, I have put like right above it, a little locator dot to help them. But does anybody have any tips to kind of help out with putting it in that little slot? Thank you.
Okay, Karen has her hand raised. Go ahead, Karen, please.
Hi, everyone. For those who don't know, I was diagnosed with diabetes last May. And so I've had fun with learning all of this and started using a Prodigy. Prodigy Voice is really the only talking glucose meter that's out there anymore. And the one that you just heard Olivia play a little bit of. Getting the strip in is a little tricky, but I would look for on the top edge, there's a little round inverted circle kind of looking thing. And that's what you want to look for and then put the strip in there. But I'm more into the CGMs because I switched to continuous glucose monitor because I didn't want to prick my Braille fingers anymore unless I had to. Yeah. So there's two of those. There's the Libre 2 and the Libre 3 is just coming out now. And then there's the Dexcom. So there's two different types of CGMs. And unless you're finding a lot of discrepancy or a lot of things that aren't quite seeming right, like you have symptoms, but your glucose, your Libre or your Dexcom isn't showing the right amount that it should be according to how you feel, then you still want to use the Prodigy Voice to do a finger prick and make sure that your CGM is working correctly. So that's just a little bit about that. But the Libre and the Dexcom both work with the iPhone very, very well. I was able to set up the whole thing by myself with the iPhone. So don't mean to overtalk here, but just wanted to let you know.
No, this is great information. Thank you, Karen. Okay. I guess we're ready for our next question.
Vivian?
I'm getting confused whether I'm muted or not muted and raising hand.
Oh,
we hear you. Okay, and reading Braille. So, okay, how do you prefer to receive prescription information on your medication bottles and packages?
Okay, Libby, go ahead.
I have a it's a prescription bottle reader, and I can't think of the name of it offhand. I don't use it very often because what I've done is I've taken a drawer in my kitchen, and it's underneath this one cabinet, and I have all of my medications lined up in certain areas of the drawer, like on my left hand corner is my Actos. Next to that's my lisinopril and a little box of, I don't know what. And then at next to that is my oxybutin. And then next to that is my 7-day morning medication little containers. And it's a, you know, Sunday through Saturday. And I put my morning, all of my morning meds, my vitamin and my thyroid and my vitamin D and my half a metformin, one tablet in that. And then next to that, two bottles over is my vitamins D. And then next, and then my, you know, those where I keep those. And then in the right-hand corner is I have, those are my other halves of my metformin, which I use for the evening, because I only take a half of a metformin in the morning and a half in the evening. And then above that, I have my Zoloft and my Zocor, which is my statin. But I've put them all in, and then all of the other bottles, I keep them all together in certain spots in the drawer, so then I can find them and I know where they are. And that's just easy for me. But I don't, I do have the script talk thing, but I don't use it as much. Excuse me.
Okay. Any other comments on that question?
Vivian, go ahead, please.
Sure. So I have done a variety of ways just for the heck of it. And I love getting my, my bottles already in Braille. So like, for example, Optum Rx will send your medications already pre-labeled in Braille. Then you have the choice of going, brailing them yourself and sticking them on. And then also the Walgreens has a pill reminder with a reading machine. And then you have Envision America, which is very, very active in helping pharmacies set up where you can you can read it with a machine that they have, and they usually label the they put the labels on the bottom of the medication. That makes it a lot easier than trying to, you know, you have this round bottle, which is impossible to read with an iPhone, but if you go that route. And then of course the other option is that you can get say someone from the AIRA app or the Be My Eyes app to help you identify your medications. But I think for security purposes, if possible, to be able to set up something that's going to work for you independently. Those are my thoughts.
Okay, any other comments on this topic?
Christy.
I use the script talk, and I don't use it a lot, but I do use it when I'm getting my medications. I have the iPhone app, which I find to be extremely helpful. Good for you, Livy, that you can remember all those medications, because I have no clue. I don't remember. I try to remember bottles, but they don't send things always in the same kind of bottle. So, and sometimes they'll send things, the same medications, or two different medications in the same type of bottles, which is really frustrating. I have Kaiser, and I really wish that Kaiser would have a Braille labeling. So I think I would like to get together with people who do have Kaiser, and maybe we can reach out and ask them as a group, which I always say their safety in numbers, that we could have more of a you know, we would count more. There would be more numbers that would say, hey, we want this, not just one person. that's my input. Thank you.
Great idea.
Thank you, Christy.
Nancy?
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I know the Vision America has called me. I have a smartphone, but I have a smart vision too. The Blind Shell Classic too, I apologize. Anyway, I have Braille labels from CVS Caremark for the 90-day supplies, but also you can get an app with, if you don't have the Script Talk, there's an app you can put on the actual phone, and you can read the phone, read the label with that, or there's Seeing AI, there are various OCR apps you can put on the phone that read barcode labels. You can do that kind of thing. I mean, it's each to his or her own. I think it's extremely dangerous to you. If it works for you, that's okay to remember pills and shapes and all that. You could. What if you're in a funk and you overdose by accident? You don't want that. I wouldn't do that, but that's me, you know. But I would say that there's Braille, there's the reading apps there that actually read barcodes. If you're an Android user, there's Google Lookout. There's also Iron Be My Eyes, especially Be My Eyes is free. You know. So those are several of the ways you can read your I think the question had to do with reading your discerning your medication. I was off the phone for a minute. But meantime, I was going to say something else. Now I can't remember what it was, but there's accessible pharmacy, but I don't know if that would interfere with Kaiser members. I think Kaiser members should advocate, you know, if they need Braille labels, and some pharmacies have Braille labels. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay. So I guess we can go on to our next question, and that is, regarding diabetic management, what is your most pressing concern?
Okay, Libby has her hand up. And Libby, I don't know if that was, you must have just put it up because I didn't see it. So go ahead and unmute.
Okay, I was going to ask Nancy, and she mentioned the Blind Shell Classic too, and I have that as well. Does it read the bottles, or do you have to go to a certain app to do that, like Be My Eyes or whatever?
Can I answer that? I just unmuted myself without raising my hand.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Blind Shell Classic 2 has Google Lookout. You can go to, beta food labels or yes, it will read some. It'll read some bottles. It'll read various things. That is in the App Store on the Blind Shell Classic 2. That's correct.
Okay.
That's
one, I've never
that's
used
the only.
That.
But they're working on a GCM app too. But that might take a while in coming. Thank you.
Let's see who are you here?
Okay. So are there any raised hands for a question about the most pressing concerns of diabetic management?
You don't have any hands at the moment.
Okay.
Oops, one went up. That always happens.
Nikki, I'm going to ask you again. Please don't help me. This is my job. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I know you can see it and you probably can do it faster, but it's my job. Okay. Nancy, go ahead, please.
So what is my pressing concern about diabetes management? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. My concern is eating. Sometimes I eat when I feel euphoric or feel happy. Sometimes I eat when I feel sad, and I eat some things I shouldn't eat, but that eating can be a problem. My A1C is not bad, but it has been a lot better, and it could be even better. But that's my concern, is sometimes I use eating as an emotional tool, and I'm trying not to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments on this particular question?
Karen has her hand raised. Karen, go ahead, please.
me again, Karen Trotter. Nancy, thank you for that information about the blind shell. I was wondering if they were working on a CGM app. So good to know that they're maybe in their in the back of their mind. That would be good. I am a very competitive person. Go back to Nancy's too. I am also an emotional eater. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It doesn't matter what emotion. Anyway, and I am also a sugar addict, and I'm not just saying that, you know, people laugh about, oh, that's funny, you love sugar. No, I'm a sugar addict. I was raised with sugar, and it was always a reward thing for me and whatever. So sugar is my thing. So I've been competing with myself and having no sweet challenges is what I call them, where for a certain period of time, I do not allow myself to have any sweets. And that sounds kind of cold turkey-ish, but for someone who really loves sugar, that's what works for me. And I use a devotional to go along with it that helps me go to God instead of to sugar. So that's one thing that I'm using, but I'm competitive. So if anybody else wants to compete with me on anything, like exercising or not eating sweets for, you know, we could even start with a week, just to kind of get used to competing and having some fun with it. I don't like the shouldn't game. That annoys me.
Yes.
So, and I don't like the can't have. There should never be something you cannot have. Hmm. You may postpone it until a better time, but there shouldn't be can't really in my mind, and there shouldn't be shouldn't. So that's just me.
Karen, I really love your comment. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, I guess we're ready for the next question.
Okay, this is Nikki. What does successful diabetes management look like to you?
We don't have any hands at the moment. Christy, go ahead.
It's the mute, unmute. You think it's unmuted and it's not, etc.
I didn't mean to silence everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I too, Karen, love what you said. And, you know, this kind of leads me to a question of, do we need to have, or would not, we don't need to have anything, but would we like to start supporting each other through some kind of, you know, mentorship or some kind of peer support in this area. I think where I've had, and this is a success question, right? So I guess people feel weird saying that they've had success or embarrassed to say I haven't really had success. I think success comes in periods. Periods of time. So at one period of time, I was having great success, and I am diagnosed pre-diabetic, but I know I'm supposed to go and I'm afraid to because I don't think I'm going to be pre-diabetic much longer. At one point I had my blood sugar level, my A1C down to, I think 6 or maybe even lower than that. My weight was also way down, and my energy level was up. I have seasonal affective disorder. And so I've been diagnosed with major depression recurrent in remission. But the seasonal affective disorder kicks my butt. And this year, together with the losses that I've experienced because of people continuing to leave us, my sister-in-law, we just lost, my aunt, we lost like a little over 6 months ago, etc. I'm having a tough time right now, and it's not that I'm feeling depressed, but I'm doing stupid things. Like I said, the emotional eating, one food right after the other at lunch. But in those periods that I have experienced a lot of success, I have, I've really had a high energy level, a really positive outlook on life. You know, the emotional aspect is more gratitude. And I don't get as frustrated or emotionally pissed off about what other people are eating that I'm not eating, or they're eating it too, so damn it, I want it and I eat it. So I really think a lot of it has to do with what we put into our heads, the things we read, the people we're talking with, and those that we're hanging out with, that help in the strategic planning for success of our diabetes or pre-diabetes management. Thank you.
Okay. We have
any other hands?
Oh, okay.
Vivian, please go ahead.
Okay. So success can be measured in so many different ways. A success is showing up to the meeting today. Another success is today I feel pretty good about the meal that I had. And so it's treasuring and living in the moment. Because when we live in the moment, we don't let negative self-talk get in the way of our joy for doing something that we've done in the moment. And also by the end of the day, we have a positive list to reflect back on. And if it isn't a quote good day, according to you individually, then maybe meditation and allowing ourselves to be more patient with ourselves, that's success. It's very difficult when we hear these yummy commercials and we hear, oh, let's go try this impromptu going out, and no, let's go do pizza. And you think, oh, no, pizza, it's not going to work, or whatever. So all of that can be get put in that negative self-talk column. And sometimes there's residue from that. And so what I would say for those that are diabetic, and we constantly have to look at diabetes like a puzzle. Today, I'd like for my puzzle to look like this. What can I do to change my puzzle? So the more positive self-talk, thoughts, actions that we can do, I would say, let's embrace them as success. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Vivian. Any other hands?
Yes.
I don't see a hand. If somebody... there, Mary Lou, I see you now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what do you do when your husband wants his pasta? And I take just a tiny bit, but he is an Italian guy and he wants his pasta. And it's like, oh my God, it's bad for me, but I got to make it for him.
Okay, Christy, go ahead.
So Mary Lou, I have two perfect solutions for you. One is called spaghetti squash noodles. They are sold through Amazon, and the brand is Soley, or S-O-L-E-L-Y. We joke and say Soleli, but it's Soley. And they hydrate in water, and so you can warm them up. They are a very healthy non-starchy carbohydrate, so that Andy can have pasta till his heart's content, and you can have your spaghetti squash noodles to your heart's content. They take they're very easy to prepare. And the other thing is called palmini, P-A-L-M-I-N-I, hearts of palm. And they have, I didn't like the mash, but I did very much like the rice, the angel hair, the linguine, and the sheets. And so you can use them, rinse them really well. They are already cooked, so you're just heating them through or adding them to your recipe. And they are also a non-starchy, wonderful, very healthy carb. I hope that helps.
This is Nellie. Yes. Okay.
Go ahead, Nellie.
And in addition to that, actual fresh spaghetti squash, it's a very low glycemic, and you could have a cup, and very low calorie as well.
Nancy?
There's also it's not the spaghetti squash, which I love, but you can also get whole wheat pasta, which is better than, you know, and just eat it in moderation, eat a little of it. But that's better than regular pasta, I think. Thank you.
Okay, so we are at pretty close to the bottom of the hour, and we can do one more question, and then we'll need to close our program and start the meeting. So we can take the next question.
Go ahead, Nikki. Nikki has her hand raised.
It's my turn. It's Vivian's turn, but what I was wondering is if we could go to the following question: how does sleep affect your blood sugar levels and diabetes management? Because I have a really good suggestion on that. Could we do that one? Instead of how would individual and group support be useful to you? If not, it's okay. I just wondered. Or maybe we could do them both quickly. Go ahead, Vivian.
Go ahead, Vivian.
I think we should do the next question because it will show what the need is for people that are new to here, to this group or to this presentation. So I think that's just my personal opinion about this.
Okay, so let's go on with the scheduled question.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the question is, how would individual or group peer support be useful to you?
Erin, go ahead.
Hi, it's me again. These are some great points, everybody. I love it. Great discussion questions, too. If anybody is interested in doing a sugar fast with me and you want to go through this 40-day sugar fast book that I'm doing, which is little devotions to read every day, and I could even read them to you if you want to do it that way. But anyway, if anyone ever wants to try that kind of thing, you're welcome to contact me and we could get together.
Libby?
I just had an epiphany. I think that we should try to develop a buddy system, kind of like how women do with BSEs, and we won't go any further on that. You know what that is. Mm-hmm. Where every week, pick a certain day and get, you know, you have a buddy that you're going to, like, for instance, I could go with Nellie or Nellie go with Christy or what have you. And you call each other on the phone or you email and, you know, talk to each other. How are you doing? What steps have you done today? And I have a suggestion about the pasta. Another thing you can do is you can cook it al dente. In other words, you don't cook it for the whole time because that lessens the starch in it. And my husband tries to do that. And I have the same issue, Mary Lou, because he's Italian as well. So anyway, but that's another thing that you could do. Thanks.
Thank you, Livy. And let's go ahead and take the final question.
Hold on. Nellie, Alan. Oh, okay. Yeah, Alan, go ahead.
The reason why this group would be helpful to me, because I know that there's people out there that if I have, you know, a question, I can always ask them, or resources that might be relevant to diabetes, I could get advice on how to reach those resources. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay, Christy.
So if you guys are a little bit excited about this, come and join us on our peer support calls. We have the best kept secret. On ACB Media, we are having support group calls once a month at 3 p.m. Pacific through ACB Media. And we can talk about whatever people want to talk about. And this month, Nellie and I will be co-facilitating together. This March is National Nutrition Month. And so I love it because, you know, there's so much we can do with good nutrition and healthy foods, healthy eating, healthy hydration. But we will be having different kinds of topics along with what people want to discuss. So that's through ACB Media. And, you know, if you go to community@acb.org or call 866, oh, come on, help me, Andrea, 424-8666, is that right? 800-424-8666 and ask to speak to Cindy or Belinda Bell. You can get information. But the other thing that I want to say is, I love where this is going. Buddy mentorship, the scriptural fast. I just love where this is going. So I hope we can, when we have our peer support calls, that people will join us, people will consider getting on this committee, and we can move our what we do forward. Because you're right, Alan, there we need all of this. And we're just, you know, 16, 17 people on this call. Imagine if there were 100 people on this call. Thank you. And yes, we'll go another 5 minutes and then we'll go to the meeting.
Okay, Jamie.
Okay, thank you. You know, being newer to my positions and things like that, but you know, for people to join it, you know, the ACB support that you were just talking about, or even this group within supporting and peers, do people have to be a member?
No.
Or is the public, is it open to the public?
Anybody can get, you can write to community@acb.org. They will add you to the daily schedule. You do not have to be a member. That's the whole point, is that people who, you know, are not members are learning about ACB. That's one of the points of community. And anybody can get that daily schedule.
Okay, great. Thank you. Because, you know, in my area, we do a lot of community calls. We have guest speakers and we're always looking for resources for people. You know, because we have a high level of our clients, you know, they've lost their vision due to diabetes. And so that would be really awesome for us internally to implement and perhaps
getting that word out a little bit more.
I think there are more calls also besides Christy's monthly call. I think there may be other occasional calls that have to do with diabetes, because the CDA is affiliated with the ACB Diabetics in Action, and I know they're pretty active. But there are more than 100.
Andrea, that's not true.
Sorry. Okay. My apologies. But there are over 100 calls a week on community. So certainly there may be other calls that may be of interest.
Okay. Could you repeat it? It was
community@acb.org.
Okay.
And my apologies, Christy. I made an assumption that was erroneous.
Okay.
Vivian, go ahead, please.
So what I wanted to say was, Karen, you've got a partner with that quest. Also, a lot of the calls that are on the ACB, and I don't know this for sure because I work, but I really would like to see those of us who work and can't go to some of these meetings, that there be something offered in connection to this group on the weekend, and that I'd be willing to be a part of that, help set it up so that we have a place also. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Livy, go ahead and unmute, please.
There we go. And the community call, the next ACB community call will be this Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's usually always the second Tuesday of the month. I wanted to clarify on that. And so people know what's going on. And Viv, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And Jamie, we need to talk, because I've been thinking about why haven't we done a presentation over at VCB, and I'd be more than willing to help you with that.
Thank you.
Nancy, go ahead and unmute, please.
Hi, I have that's my cat. Sorry about that.
How cute.
I moved her. She signed them in. I moved her up on purpose. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's see. I have a on the Blind Show Classic, too. There is a podcast app. I don't know who has it. I think it was Mary Lou who has the phone. I can't remember who has the phone. But and I also have it on the Braille Touch Plus. But what I'm concerned about is getting – so there are some podcasts, I think, with ACB Community Calls, and I can't figure out how to get to them. I'm not sure where to look, you know. And I don't know – if they're on, you have to go to the ACB media to get them.
Yeah, we are off topic, but we can talk about that another time.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'm just talking about for those who missed the ACB community calls, you know, that's what I'm trying to discuss. Yeah, okay.
Not all calls are recorded.
Yeah.
And especially these type of calls are not recorded.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That makes sense. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone. And I'd like to thank our programs, education and programs committee, Nellie Emerson, Nicolette Noyes, Vivian Younger, Olivia Ostergaard. Those are the primary people who were instrumental today. And I'd like to move on. Well, I'm what's that called? Ex officio, thank you. I was going to say ex post facto. Oh, good. Okay. So, welcome, Mr. Acosta.